Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Flood. Vineyard. Twins. Will Joe ever learn his lesson about TSA?
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
We're wearing one glove apiece today.
Yeah.
Hope you guys don't mind.
Your hands are bigger than mine, too. I feel like OJ, this would have been great for OJ.
Been like, the glove does fit.
Yeah.
I'm going to prison.
Well, it's actually too big.
He's like, I would never wear a glove that's too big. Especially when I'm murdering.
That'd be stupid.
That'd be insane.
Like, I'm trying to murder someone and the glove's flying off.
Why would I ever do that? What an inconvenience. Episode 89. Sign up to Patreon. You'll find a link in the episode description. Got exclusive merch. We got more of that coming for you. You head over to canyoudontpodcast.com to check out all the merch we got. Additional content on the end of every show if you do subscribe on Patreon, so thank you. If you want to see something on the show, send it into heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Guess what we're doing on the show today?
I don't know. What are we
doing? Confessions!
Is that why our goose is
laying down?
She's laying down ready to get...
What?
Plowed? It's like ready to...
Like a confession booth?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just pictured a glory hole in a confession booth.
Hey, before I tell you this, can you knock this out real quick?
Sorry, it's hard to hear your confession with my dick in your mouth.
Cut out the middle, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, it makes sense. We did get some mail. Well, we get a lot of mail. Thank you to everybody who sent it in. If you want
to
send...
We need to get some female. I tell you what.
If you want to send something in, you can find a link to... or at least like what our physical PO box is in the episode description. But you remember when we got the dick core sets?
I do remember that.
They were sent in by Yo, and she also did a crazy letter. So she did a follow-up.
Okay.
I'm going to read it right now. It has the wax seal and everything on aged paper. And it says, here we go. It says, an eon ago, I sent...
Wait, do you have like old-timey music or anything you could play? Like,
no, I wish I had.
Like a flute or something?
That always killed me, by the way, about old war. Like someone's just on a piccolo.
There's a guy playing the drums and a guy playing a piccolo and a guy holding a flag. When they're walking to their deaths.
And no one shoots them.
No.
Like, that's the first person I'd shoot. I mean, I can't stand that. Everyone just lets them keep on fucking playing the pipe.
Yeah.
The first thing I'd be like... I mean, I let the flag go. Drums, fine.
Well, you know what they always do in the movies? Like Patriot, the flag flies and somebody runs up there, gets it, and picks it up and runs up there. Like, you drop your gun to go pick up the flag. You're naked now.
It was a weird time.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it. But it says, an eon ago, I sent a lengthy letter with some lengthy fingerless leather penis gloves. Today, the letter is short. And the dick corsets, even shorter. Well, because you had mentioned that they'd only fit when rock hard. So I hastened up to fashion some shorter ones to enjoy on shorter occasions.
Okay.
Then I procrastinated like a motherfucker and only finally now got to sending them. Enjoy, you filthy animals. Love your daughter and niece. Yo. P.S. The timestamp on the first letter brings you to when Zachy Poo said that you should get those made or whatever. And then here's I don't know why this made me laugh so hard. It's a little rhyme she wrote at the end.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's a thing, but if you came up with this, it's really funny. It says, Hickory Dickory Dock. I rhymed cock with cock. How could I make such a rookie mistake when many more words rhyme with cock?
Yeah, but no better words rhyme with cock.
Oh,
no.
Good stuff, yo.
Good job.
I know. So we got these. I mean, and they're fancied up. They got lace.
Yeah, those definitely like flaccid.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and tie. And they're
still gonna be too big.
And they're
different.
And they're different lengths. Like some are shorter, mm-hmm. and some are a little longer.
Okay.
So
I think we might have to just try them on.
Dick off.
We just pass, stand in a circle. That one doesn't fit me. Here, you try that one.
This one's a little snug. This one makes my head look too big. Thanks, yo. I already told Cassie about it, so I'll be trying that on later.
Ooh, yeah.
Quick email from our son, Brandon, who writes, I snuck sex on me into my Valentine's evening playlist.
Yes.
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh, what? You didn't like it?
I don't know, man. Come on, tell me what's your wildest fantasy?
That's the best line in the history of music.
Okay, we gotta find that fill. Pussy's hot, we're dripping. God, hold on, I gotta find the drum fill. This has to be right here. No!
That's still pretty bad. I'm gonna propose something.
What is it?
That Zach finds it on his phone or something, okay. And then
gives us the time to give
us time, and then you can.
Okay, that sounds good. That's a good idea. I've had enough of that.
If he's feeling saucy back there. Saucy.
Find it and give me the timestamp.
Okay.
The link, you can find the link in the... It's hard to find. People can't find it. Actually, I guess if I give you his name, you'll
How
be
many
able to find it.
How many plays does it have now?
It is up to 257.
Whoa! That's gotta be us.
What, did it have three?
I thought I had like 17 or something.
It was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good.
What's his name again?
Joseph Morrow.
Let's blow this guy up, people.
Guys, get this guy. Let's get him to 1,000 plays at least on Sex on Me.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be and that then bad.
Let's reach out and do...
What?
Let's reach out to him.
I know.
We'll do a remix with him.
Okay.
Like, we'll redo the song with him.
Fly him out?
Yeah.
Get some actual audio on it?
Fuck yeah, dude.
No, I feel bad if I actually liked it. But the problem, I guess... It is kind of an earworm.
Yeah,
like it's in there. It's a good
song.
So
catchy.
And it just gets to like the WW. It's just like this huge chorus of people. Yeah. Like, WW dot coming all over me. All right, should we get the show going?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll it. Zach! Whoops.
Hey, shut up. It's not the show already.
The fuck is that?
God damn it.
It's probably because he's looking for the time.
I'm looking
stamp.
Up sex on me.
That's all right. We'll just leave it and keep going. So this is an interesting one. And just the picture it paints is very funny to me. What amount of money would it take for you to eat all the clothes you're currently wearing in a 24-hour period?
I definitely would like to. I'd like to be asked this question in the summertime.
Yeah, or at a nude beach.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You're only,
even a regular beach.
You're only wearing a condom, and you're like, I don't know, $10.
Quick side note: have you ever been to a nude beach?
I have, but I did not get naked.
Okay, I was curious.
I was just browsing.
I think I'd love to go to a nude beach, but I wouldn't want to be nude.
Mm.
But I would love to just sit there and.
Just be
watch
be
like, dudes doms watch. Flowing in the wind.
God, I'd love to watch some dicks flapping off some thighs
in some wind. God. Just walk down the beach and they're just going slap slap back and forth.
You're trying to film a sunset, just like this guy, this dick just walks in
and then looks
and
there,
stretches, and then turns to the camera and he goes, oh, and then it's just a quick dick getting out of the way of a sunset. Just a fast little dick shuffle. Oh, sorry. And that's better than a sunset. So it's a win-win, really.
Well, the moon's out tonight, apparently.
Hey-o!
Oh, that's funny.
total eclipse, am I right? But just the idea of eating your clothes.
Yeah.
And I did some research to figure out, because I was like, can you eat clothes? And then I thought about animals. I was like, if your dog eats a piece of fabric and it's a problem, like they have to get surgery to get that fabric removed.
Do they?
Yeah. Or they, I mean, it depends on how big the fabric is, but if a dog eats a fucking sock, there's no way that sock's coming all the way through. Like a whole sock?
What if you eat like a pair of leather boots? I mean, you're just eating cow.
It's funny that you bring up leather, because leather has calories.
Mm.
So, I mean, you're eating, and in some parts of the world, they will cut up leather, like cowhide, and put it in soup or in noodles. But it's cut and it's cooked. And it's ready to go. He's picturing you.
Is it called hide because they hide it in soup? Like they don't want you to know?
It's hide, yeah, hide and
that's
seek.
How it, mm. That's how the name came about.
Like picturing you because you're, you know, always wearing a Washington or a Mariners hat.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, no, I don't know. Well, you pick your favorite amount of money. I'm guessing.
I can't even bite the bill.
We'll get to the money in a second. But he's picturing you like what you're boiling your hat.
Mm.
You're pushing it around. Your wife walks in.
You're like
cauldron.
Yeah,
you get the cauldron.
Stir.
Got all your clothes in there, and you're just pouring like some soy sauce in. Your wife's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Be like, "I don't know, but we're about to be rich. I got to eat all my clothes, hon."
Yeah, imagine seasoning it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're like mm.
to taste. You're like tasting it. Nah, needs more.
Still taste a sweatshirt.
Needs more. What would make a shirt taste better?
Poison.
Ranch dressing.
A little bit of ranch.
Yeah, a little ranch on your shirt. A little ranch on your shoes. Because your shoes have to go down.
Imagine having to cook for like Gordon Ramsay or something, mm-hmm. but it's clothes. He's like, this is shit. I'm like, well, I don't have much to work with.
You're like, I don't know what you want. These are fucking pants.
Yeah, what do you want from me, dude?
What do you want from me? I'm cooking Crocs. A crock pot. How'd you cook it? In a crock pot. Duh.
Duh.
What the fuck else am I cooking in, Gordon?
Fucking stupid bastard.
What, do you have a shoe pot? No? Okay. Then I'll cook it in the crock pot. But you're trying to eat your fucking clothes.
These pants, they're thin. They're kind of, you know,
You think you're going to have, the money part comes down to surgery for me.
Yeah. You gotta have money left.
And risking your life.
You have to have money left over after the inevitable surgery you're gonna need.
What do you think it's gonna, I mean, if you had to put an actual amount on it, I mean, $1 million, we've talked about this before, like it just doesn't feel like enough. And 24 hours doesn't feel like enough, right? I mean, you can throw all your clothes in like some acid and dissolve it
all.
Can
you juice it?
Yeah.
Can you juice your clothes?
Yeah, sure you could. Like, I mean, you have your watch. Is that clothing or is that an accessory?
That's an accessory.
Okay. So you don't have to eat your phone.
Well, even a hat's an accessory.
Sweatshirt's an accessory at this point.
It's got to be like, it's clothing that you need to.
Okay.
But that we're talking about shoes here.
those are, I'm going to count those as clothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like moon boots, winter coats.
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, right now I'm eating a t-shirt, pants, underwear, socks, and shoes. That's what I have to put down into my stomach.
You can do it.
See, but look at this. Like,
thanks, Zach.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt and you're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, the advantage that you would have right out of the gate.
Crazy.
Like, sweatshirts, that's going to take a lot.
I'm not wearing a hat. Like,
yeah.
I mean, eating a hat.
But that, we decide that's an accessory.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
not a necessary part of your outfit.
I mean, going back to nude beach, I mean, is anything necessary?
You're not wearing a hat.
What?
Hey, no. Yeah. Okay. It's got to be the things that you would need to wear to go into a store. Like no shoes, no shirt, no
hat,
no
service.
No service.
Glasses.
Glasses.
It's an accessory.
That's not clothing.
T-shirt.
But I need them.
An upper wear, a lower wear, and shoes.
I think it's a fabric. It's a fabric.
Yeah.
Okay. So just the fabric that you're wearing.
Is it possible to eat fingerless gloves? I don't think it's possible.
I mean, there's leather.
I mean, they're leather.
They're tougher than fuck, though.
Yeah, they are tough.
Well, that's why you just need one of these guys.
But so am I.
You chop them up.
Oh, switchblade. Nice.
Do you have yours? Oh.
No. Mine's in a trash can. Yeah. Be careful.
I was just going to see. How tough are these gloves?
Don't. You push them straight into your palm? Don't do that. So clothing, I think that you can get away. You could melt it down into a fucking pants smoothie, right? You could dissolve it and then eat it
to a pants feet.
Yeah, pants feet.
Yeah. I mean, how would you do that though? That's
all the chemicals that are in it. Like, it's not going to be good for you.
No.
Like, it really could kill you.
Yeah.
So what amount of money would you be setting? I would want to be done with playing the money game if I'm going to eat my fucking outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick. I'm going to go high.
A billion?
No, that's too high. I would go 100 million. Like, and I'm done. I'm done for life. I don't need any more money. 100 million, I'm done. You invest it. You have enough to help people out. And unless you're living like a fucking lunatic, you're going to be done. And your kids are done. Everyone's done for the rest of their life. You just get to have a good life.
Your fellow podcast host.
I mean, 10 million. Too. No, no, no. You didn't eat your hat. You were all caught on your hat. And I'm going to remember that when I have $100 million.
Mm.
You got to be quicker. You got to be quicker than that. The Geico commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Eat your hat. Then I would start paying you just to eat your hat. Like, hey, Brian. Hey, Joe. Every how's bite, it going?
Sliding you a couple bucks.
Oh, that's good. I can't hear you over the yacht. We're going pretty fast on the yacht. The helicopter's landing. But did you eat your hat yet? Remember, I'll give you a million. Give you one mil if you eat that fucking hat.
You could just walk around and off for entertainment and be like,
eat your hat.
Take a million. Like, hey, I'll give you 50 grand if you eat your hat. Eat your hat right now. And are you fucking serious? Yeah. That's how I got. How do you think I got this money?
You just give him like a fucking steak knife and a fork. I'm like, eat your hat.
You got 20 minutes.
Oh, man. That'd be so brutal. And then they have to pay for surgery trying to fucking push a hat through their intestines.
Oof.
I've eaten worse.
You've eaten worse than a hat?
No, probably not.
No. Zach, what are you thinking on this?
I could go for 100 grand. I'd probably start
100 grand?
Start,
grand?
Yeah.
100 grand you would eat your outfit?
I feel like I could turn that 100 grand into something.
But, those but fucking boots that you're wearing?
It's just a weekend of hard work.
No, you get 24 hours.
Okay, yeah. I can do it.
Jeez, dude. 100 grand.
GoFundMe and let's see what happens.
I don't think we have enough insurance to cover Zach dying from eating his fucking boots.
I think GoFundMe would catch whiff of that and be like, nah.
Nah, he's not eating. We're not letting this guy eat boots.
This is not going to happen.
100 grand for this guy eating boots. We're not doing this. Like,
GoFundMe, go fuck yourself.
GoFuckYourself.com.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, your 7-minute song that you had me look up.
Oh, yeah.
450 is the timestamp.
Really? It was towards the end there?
Yeah.
I knew it was somewhere around there.
No, you didn't.
Am I zoomed way? No, the song. Wait, the video is not loading right. That makes more sense. Because it's only shown me that the song was 4 minutes long.
That's 7, I guess. It's Master of Puppets.
Master of Sex, the next turn, guys. I knew, remember, I was like, I think it's like 450, but the video is only showing me so much when I loaded it. All right, here we go.
Caressing your body to show I care. I forgot how long it was.
Six on me. As long as everyone meets up on that crash.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters.
You just got to end on the crash.
I'm going to go high just because of my health. And I'm worried about actually getting sick and dying. And that's terrible. So I need to be just have an immortal amount of money. So if you start eating it, how disappointing, like running a marathon. Like, I'm thinking of Iron Man. If you don't know what Iron Man is, like, you have to swim, you have to bike, you have to run an ungodly amount of fucking shit. And you have to finish before midnight.
Yeah.
You get done with your underwear and you're like, time. And it's like 12:02. And you're like,
sorry.
And the Guinness World Records guys cry and leave. Just leave your house and you're just fucking.
And you're like,
you're just naked and full of your clothes.
Just sitting in this chair completely naked. It's like,
you throw up a bandana. It peeks out of your mouth. You slurp the bandana back in.
That's what would suck about this is like you don't get it, and then everyone's disappointed. There's like this crowd watching,
and then you die in the hospital.
He goes, oh, and you just walk off, and then you're sitting there like,
Naked with one sock on? I'm sorry, kids. Thought daddy could do it. It's not Phil. I don't know, man. It's the health concerns. So I'm going to have to go big. I'm going to go huge. Zach's at 100,000. I'm going 100 million.
I can't believe, Zach. 100.
$100,000.
Yeah, I'm kind of a hoe.
One, like 2 years of living.
I've eaten gas station burritos for decades, bro. I can handle it.
If the gas station burrito was wrapped in a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, but would you eat that lifetime of burritos in a 24-hour period?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it kind of made my stomach stronger.
Maybe. Oh, man.
You need a fortress.
Yeah. Just for my boots, probably, yeah.
Yeah, your body's not digesting it. Imagine you having to shit out a sweatshirt. How funny that is.
That's my Can You Don't sweatshirt.
Oh, it just wrapped in turd. Just
it comes out. I mean, you get to cut it up. But imagine you didn't. And you're like, oh. And like just the string of your sweatshirt comes out your butthole.
Yeah.
And you're like,
this. Like the,
it's clean.
Yeah.
It's brand new and washed. Your O-ring like acts as a strainer. And you just, it comes out dry and perfect. And you're like, huh. Well, huh. My family's gone and disappointed, but it's got a clean sweatshirt. How about that? What are you thinking?
I don't know if there's an amount of money
to make it
just because that's in a 20. I just don't. I think you'd die.
Yeah.
So
dissolving it in acid and making it somewhat like you can actually chew it has to be the only way.
And I feel like that's
cheating.
I feel like that's cheating. Like you just got to eat it.
But cut it up and chew it and swallow
it. You just got to eat it.
So tiny, like, tiny pieces. Like throw all your...
I mean, just think about it. Like this. And like try it. And then...
Throw all your clothes through a wood chipper, at least, maybe, and get into pieces that you could actually swallow. Man, too much. I don't know. Whatever. Hypothetical situation.
They just give you a steak knife and a fork, like in a plate.
And go to town.
And then you just take off your... they're stacked up like pancakes.
When you said steak knife and fork, I just picture this actually being a formal... setting like in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
And you call out and like, this won't do, waiter, and they come over, yes, yes, sir,
is sitting there naked,
and you're like, this fedora tastes like shit. Excuse me, I thought I got the organic socks, sir. And he's like, these are
I'm cotton free.
I can guarantee these are the finest quality. Yeah, socks.
We only serve the finest.
And you're like, I don't know, you pick it up, has Kirkland stamped on the bottom.
Yeah.
You're like, are these the finest socks? I have no idea how they got there.
Sam's Club.
I'll take this right back. Take this right back to the dishwasher. Okay, let's move on to what are you thinking about. Guess what? Another TSA story.
Oh, boy.
Guess who it's from? Me. Mm. Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
So are you telling me that I wasn't out of...
out of pocket? That's a funny close thing.
I wasn't out of pocket for the comment about the knifer just a little bit ago. You tell me that.
No, guys, sorry to let everyone down, but this is not a switchblade story.
No.
Did you just fart? What just happened?
I leaned my chair and went,
oh, I was like,
I was going to fart.
What a funny thing. You go, oh, and you lean and go, and then burp instead of fart.
Well, that's a cool trick. I was leaning to fart, but it didn't. Oh, and then it went, and then you looked at me and then I stopped.
So to Hawaii I go, right? We talked about this. Successful, right? Everything was fine. Went to Hawaii, had a blast, came back. And when we came back, I went to Seattle first because Cassie had to work. And then we were staying in the Airbnb, and then I had to fly back by myself from Seattle to Spokane, all by myself, which I think is pretty cool, right?
Oh, great.
I pulled it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, I didn't get arrested. No one was looking after me.
Mm-hmm.
I had my little monkey backpack on. And
got back to beautiful
downtown Spokane, Washington. And on the way back, I can come up with that, whatever excuses I want to. But on the way to Hawaii, I didn't bring a switchblade. I brought no knives. So that's cool.
That's smart.
On the way back, I brought the same shit that I had brought into Hawaii with me on the Seattle to Spokane flight, right?
But you bought a machete in Hawaii.
Right. Secretly. Off the black market.
Mm-hmm.
No, on the way to Hawaii, we checked everything, right? So there's different rules between a carry-on and then what you can check.
Mm-hmm.
And because just to have an extra hand and we were already checking shit, why not check my bag on the way to Hawaii instead of wheel it around the airport, right?
Makes sense.
You get it. But flying from Seattle to Spokane, I needed my suitcase that had all my clothes in it. Okay? So I just packed that. It already is pretty much packed. So when it's time to fly from Seattle to Spokane, I just get that little carry-on. I get my backpack. Bye, everybody. Go to the airport, and I'm flying back so we can record the show. When I get to the airport, I'm TSA pre-check, right? We've covered that. So shoes are on. I'll have to take my computer out. Like, things are
so great.
God, it feels good. Like, I'm above everybody else.
Yep.
And everybody else can fucking suck my dick.
Yep.
So I'm going through, and my backpack comes out, and I'm like, cool, no switchblades. Like, I didn't accidentally bring a switchblade. And I put it on, and then I look back, and the next bag that comes through is not my carry-on. And I went, ah, man, what happened? And then the next bag's not my carry-on. I'm like, God damn it. And then I look back behind the x-ray machine. There's my bag.
Some guy's digging through it?
Not yet. It's sitting back there. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I'm like, there's nothing. It's my fucking clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down the little chute.
You have a track record. That's why.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're on a list.
And it's not getting better. I can promise you that much. I heard it. I got a Zach laugh. I got a through the door. So it's not going to get better after this. And so it goes down the side chute, and the guy grabs it and goes, is your bag? I'm like, yeah, it's
my bag. Let's go dig through this.
He brings it over, and for whatever reason, there's a family, and it was like a giant Asian family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they were like, but they were all getting their bags checked too. So I'm not sure if they knew the rules. So there is a mob standing around while my bag gets checked. Okay.
They're all watching you?
They're all watching me because all their shit's getting checked too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to them. I have no idea. But all I know is my bag's there and there's an audience. And the TSA guy, he opens it up and he goes, does this. He does this little number, leans over, looks at the monitor to see like where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, at this moment, I have no idea what's wrong. And he goes, huh? He does like a little thing. He just, like, you know, adjusts his glasses a little bit. And then he digs his hand in the front there and then grabs and just pulls out a giant fucking bottle of lube. And the way he set it down, he just...
Live by the sword, die by the sword, buddy.
Just a full bottle. Like, we didn't even use it.
Yeah.
We brought it in case things got fun.
Yeah.
And we didn't fucking use it. It's a brand new bottle of lube. I forget the name of it. I'm sure it's like, I do not forget
Fat Lube.
No, it's Lube Life. And it's in giant letters across this giant tube of lube. And the way it put, it seriously was on the metal little platform and it goes, and I'm looking at it and I just go, oh my God. It's like, and I start laughing. And this giant Asian family is all just staring at this giant bottle of lube. And I look at them, they look at me, and I go, eh. And I do a little shrug. And he goes, okay, you got two. I was like, you can throw it away.
All right, here are your options.
Yeah,
throw it away.
And just cut him off.
Yeah.
He goes, you've got, I was like, you can throw it away. And he goes, okay. Just throws it in the other metal thing.
And I was going to say like an empty garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going.
It busts open and then he slips on it. No, but it wasn't.
The family slips on it?
It wasn't like your travel size of lube.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was a hefty lube thing.
Right. It's got to cover your dick.
20 ounces of fucking lube life. Of fucking lube life.
Costco lube.
Costco.
Where'd you get it?
Online.
Yeah.
And we didn't even use it. Not one goddamn time. It was still sealed and everything.
It hadn't been cracked.
And anyone who's ever bought in lube, you guys ever? Zach? Really?
Probably.
Brian?
Extremely
expensive for no reason.
And I've actually never bought it by itself.
The reason is because you don't know how to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's so expensive. Like that was probably like a fucking $40 20 ounce bottle of fucking Lube Life.
Lube is pretty amazing. How it just doesn't, like, lotion will just rub into the skin. Lube just stays.
It can irritate. Yeah. Lube just like, what's up, dude? Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're ready. Like, I don't even care if you're turned on. We're fucking doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lube's job.
Yeah.
And Lube Life.
It has one job.
It has one job.
It does it well.
It doesn't. It's like, we don't care. We're making this happen. I've had a busy day. Well, lube life. I don't know.
That's the commercial.
I don't know. My brain's just like, I feel like I can't do it. Lube life. Like, no, mm-hmm. You can. You can do this.
You absolutely
can. You're going to have no problem. You can fit it. Lube life. Hash brown lube life. And he just slammed it out, and he's like, all right, well, I just throw it away. I'm not going to the back of the security line for a fucking bottle of lube.
Right.
You can go check this.
Take it up to the front.
They make you weigh it.
Yeah, this is the big thing with the suitcase, and you're like,
it's coming out of the luggage belt.
With the little tag on it.
A little tag, Joe Paisley.
Yeah, they have to wrap it around the top.
Oh, my God.
And they
God.
Set it in there. Yeah.
Too good.
Who's that?
Oh, fuck.
Well, you'd have to just wait, like, right? You would, yeah. Let's say that comes, you're waiting for everyone to get their bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, there's mine.
And then everyone, you're still waiting. You're like, oh, man, where's my bag? Wait till everyone clears out.
Some other guy's like, is this whose lube is this? Oh, thank you, that's mine.
The guy on, I just picture it, the guy, you know, when you're like, can Joe Paisley please come up to that? You have to talk mm-hmm. to the boarding area, mm-hmm. like that kind of thing. Because yeah. there's people, hundreds of people waiting for an airplane if they mm-hmm. called you up. Is this your lube, sir?
Mm-hmm. Rookie mistake. We, you know, you travel with sex toys, you check it. You know someone has to look at it. It's mm-hmm. hitting an X-ray machine. But people are freaks, and if you don't have to deal with it face to face, you're like, I'll just check this stuff. But that was the first time in my, I would rather get caught with a switchblade than a giant bottle of lube.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I mean, I laughed my ass off. I was like, Cassie, guess what? She goes, what? Like, just so.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, guess what TSA just found? And she's like, trying to guess. And I was like, nope.
Did she know you brought it?
But no. Like, I had no... Well, so no. She knew I brought it. We had no idea where it was. So it was in the very bottom of my carry-on, under all my clothes, and I had no idea it was in there. So, anyway, that was funny. You got anything else to add about lube life, Hash Brown?
No. I mean, we could get into a whole thing. But
I get it. Whole thing?
Yeah. I think it's any time... I mean, sexual things are funny. Mm-hmm. I think I told you about the time that we almost pranked one of my buddies and... Vegas, we were going to buy a vibrator that had a remote, and when it was going through, we were going to turn it on, mm-hmm. so they had to dig through his bag,
mm-hmm.
and I just imagine them pulling out this giant veiny dildo that he had no idea was in there.
Putting that thing on the metal table?
Mm-hmm.
Just about. Whoa!
Because we have the remote, so we're going to fuck with it. Change the vibrating
pattern. TSA agents chasing it down the fucking terminal. It's just running. Oh, shit! My vibrator's going to the Seagates. I'm at the D-Gates. Hey-o.
D-Gate, get it.
All right, let's take a look at some confessions.
Okay.
We got a while, but I think excited. It's very drunk and sex
today,
which those things go hand in hand.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Zach!
Confessions.
Oh, sorry. Confessions.
I forgot that you do that and then record. So I thought you just did that.
Oh, then?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was you then.
Sorry. So sorry. Confessions. Do you want to take the first one?
I'll take it.
Yeah, you're going to fucking gobble this thing up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is quite the story, Joe.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Papa and Papa, as well as Uncle Zach with his big sack.
Do you have a big sack, Zach?
Not so much.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Do you, real quick, do you fill out your sack pretty well? Or is it like
I fill out my sack. There's not a whole lot of skin going on.
It's definitely filled out, yeah.
Like when I do bat wings, there's other bat wings that are way more impressive. Anyway.
Okay.
How's your sack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't really want to say anymore.
You have a whole lot of skin down there?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Well, it depends on how warm it is.
Well.
All right. I'm a recovering junkie of 7+ years. My DOCs were...
My drug of choice.
Drug of choice were everything, but I loved crack opiates together.
Sick combo.
Yeah, dude.
Terrible idea.
Is that like a fireball? Like just, cocaine and heroin or something?
Or what are the, like, the vodka Red Bull? Yeah. Up, down. Up, down. How's your heart? How's your heart?
Isn't that why how Chris Farley died? Wasn't it like a fireball or something?
Ups and downs, ups and downs?
I think he did a fireball or that's what he...
Like the shot?
No, it's like I think it's like coke and heroin mixed or something.
Oh, I'm so excited if you know something about drugs that I don't right now.
Yeah.
That could be.
The only reason I would know is because Chris Farley was a huge Chris Farley fan. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. One night I was in a car for hours just volleyballing the pipe and pills.
God damn.
This is going to be a lot of lingo that I'm not familiar with.
No, you got it.
He's having a grand time. Soon I ran out, of course, and had to go to my dealer's house. So I called him up and headed that way. Now, mind you, I was zooted beyond zooted. Is this lingo? Is this drug lingo?
You got zooted, yeah. You're just fucking high.
Suit riot.
You're high as shit.
Throw back about a little bit. and had to pee. But the drugs took precedence.
Mm-hmm.
I arrived at my dealer's house and walked inside, paid for my stuff, and stood there talking to him. Now, this dude was straight up OG Crip. Ooh, okay. I can't tell you what block areas it would DOX me.
Dox me.
Is that like 86?
Yep. Get you killed.
Okay. Nevertheless, he was friendly enough to carry a convo on with a 16-year-old junkie zooted out of his mind. Now, remember, I had to pee, so while standing there in a full-blown conversation with this man and a few of his homies in the house, I pissed my pants. Full-blown, an hour of holding it and peed my pants.
Oh, my God.
The room fell silent, and I just stared at him, not upset, embarrassed, or anything else, just zooted.
Zooted!
Finally, he said... You gotta change your clothes? Hey, man, you gotta change your clothes, homie?
This shit sucks.
My answer? I got all I need right here. While I held the baggies up and wiggled them around, smiling. Got everything I need right here.
No, you need new pants.
I left and spent the rest of my night in a car behind the movie theater getting more zooted until I passed out and woke up in my pee-pee pants. Not a huge dark story, but something I've never told anyone that wasn't there. Yes, I did buy from him again. No, he didn't bring it up. That's a good drug dealer. Like, not holding grudges or, you know.
Just wants your money.
It's like customers. He's a businessman right there.
It's strictly business with this guy.
That's right. I'm clean now, as I said before, and very proud, happy of that. To anyone else struggling, you can do it. Love both my papas and Uncle Zachy. P.S. Now I keep a backpack with me at all times with a complete change of clothes.
Well, you won't need that if you're not zooted.
Right. But you can still, I mean, I just pooped my pants recently.
What a funny line. I'm picturing like the same thing in a police situation. Guys get interrogated. He's like, sir, sir, you're being arrested for a double homicide. Are you sure you don't want your lawyer? And he's like, nope, got all I need right here. He picks up a little baggie and wiggles it.
They just grab it from him.
I really think that you need a lawyer. Nope. Got all I need, right here. Right here. And he just has like some fucking arcade game on his phone. Tetris. He goes, nope. Oh, I got all I need right here.
Or Candy Crush. He's like, this is all I need.
This is all
I need.
So
we're going to have to confiscate that phone.
Nope. Then I don't have all I need. And I'm going to need a lawyer.
Better get that lawyer.
Better get that lawyer if you're taking Candy Crush away. Oh, man. Selling drugs, pissing your pants, just not giving a fuck. I'm glad you got clean. Because that's not normal behavior, right? No. All right, moving on to our next confession. Says, I'm one of the rare few who actually enjoys a good, enthusiastic hand job.
Wait, who doesn't? What? Who doesn't enjoy that?
Some people, they're like, hey, can we just, listen, I'm 45 years old. Can you just put it in your mouth? Like some people, they just move on from hand jobs.
Well, I'll say this. I don't know if we should. No, maybe
just
we shouldn't.
Just fucking say it!
That I bought some, got some lube. That's what I was going to say earlier.
Why don't you say it earlier?
I did. I said I've never bought it standalone, whatever. Oh. No.
This is going to be good. Keep going.
It's wife and I. It's usually like when you're on your period, it's like, it's just that. But now, We got some stuff that we can do some hand stuff, and it makes it more exciting.
I'm so proud.
It's not
of you.
You're not just waiting around for and we've been it's been much more like when you have little kids, it's like let's knock something out real quick. Mm-hmm. But now it's like we're actually enjoying it a little bit more.
I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
You got to make time for the cum.
Yeah. And so I opened up a little bit about it, and we talked about it, and now we're probably better than ever.
Has doing this show helped you open up about stuff?
No, I've always been open about
hearing about
stuff,
all the fans write in. They're like sharing their stories. And you're like, fucking, who cares?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's sex definitely like, it's something that you shouldn't be weird about.
No,
for
absolutely
sure.
not. So anyway, he enjoys a good, enthusiastic hand job. You better put your heart into it, though.
Yeah.
Like some fucking, I don't know. Like
you can't do this, it's like,
you slap her hand.
Yeah.
You're like,
no, you're not doing it right.
Just stop.
You gotta, if you get
spray bottle,
you just gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta work that shaft.
Yeah. Hand job. And my wife was putting in work in the shower. I was getting close and wanted to paint her face. So we sat down on the back of the tub. She sat down on the back of the tub.
Getting boned up.
Against
here.
The wall. She went heavy on the lube. And given it was in the shower, a lot of it ended up on the ground. Cut to the money shot I'm about to launch. A shot at her. I flexed my legs hard, which caused me to comically slip like something out of a Looney Tunes.
Oh, no.
Windmill style. In a millisecond, my legs were above my head while I was shooting ropes all over her and the rest of the bathroom. I mean, this guy... He comes.
Yeah,
is what
he
I'm
does.
Learning.
Yeah,
come flying
with
in
authority.
Come flying in every direction as I landed hard on the side of the tub, directly on my rib cage. Broke a rib, but the scene was so funny I could not stop laughing and laid there splayed out with half my body in the shower and half out still shooting my nut. Why is this a confession? Because I realized how much I enjoy pain. It was one of the hardest orgasms I've ever had.
I was going to comment about that. Like, pain is, it does add to an orgasm where it's like the pain, it's not like a bad pain. It's like a, whoa, part of the experience pain.
Yeah.
But some, like falling hard like that, that'd be. I visualize when he said his feet above his head, I visualize him falling backwards and then like shooting himself in the face with jizz.
Oh God, that
that's what I was picturing.
That story reminds me of an email that I've gotten where like having sex and it was cowgirl style, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he was going to come, he pulled out and then he shot it over her back and onto his own face.
Damn, that's like a high jump. That's a pole vault.
That belongs to the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, you got some altitude to clear.
Yeah.
And he just went, and just right over his shoulder.
Just see in slow motion, it's like flying.
What's that?
Oh, no. What have I done?
Blah, blah, blah. Salty. No, mm. Oh, man. All right. So on to our next confession.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, it's so good. There's so many. Just keep the embarrassing sex stuff coming.
I love it.
Because, I mean, pun intended.
Yep.
But all right. Hit it.
I live in the Midwest, and I was invited to Florida for a few years and allowed for New Year's, sorry, mm-hmm. and allowed a plus one. I had recently began a brand new relationship with a nice lady and decided to bring her along.
What get
a,
in!
A nice lady.
Get in here.
Nice lady.
She's a nice lady. Once in Florida, we found out we were sharing a story house mm-hmm. with friends of friends, and some of them had children. 18 people total and plenty of room.
It's a big-ass house.
My girlfriend at the time and I got designated to stay in the first floor next to the family. No issues at this point. We got a room with a large walk-in shower that we made plans to defile later that night, nice. As you do.
Shower to shower story.
Right. Most of us were in our mid-20s and decided to go out the night before New Year's and found a local karaoke bar, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
After many drinks, Nickelback and Blink-182... songs and screaming over the microphone to the bartender for Jägerbomb stat. I was finally lured out of the bar at closing time by the promise of Taco Bell.
That'll do it.
Dong. Turns out I passed out in the Uber, so no Taco Bell, and I got sent home alone while everyone bounced to the next bar.
Whoops. Out partied everybody. You're like, this guy was singing deep cuts on Nickelback.
Yeah, he was.
We gotta get him home.
Stuff off like
never made it.
No, even before that. Yeah.
There was Nickelback before that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I remember their first Canadian release was I think 96. Mm. And then yeah, do you want me to get into it?
No, I don't.
Thanks for getting this far into the email. While alone and profusely intoxicated, I was afraid I'd throw up on the Airbnb furniture. So out of habit, I took myself to the shower, cranked the hot water, and sat down. I love it. It's like, this mm-hmm. is just, his instincts kicked in.
He's like, listen, this is going to be.
This is what.
Everyone already doesn't like me. What I want to do is go sit in the fucking hot water in the shower.
Oh. Sat down to feel better, thinking I'd get up once the water turned cold. Turns out it was an instant water heater and never gets cold. So I fell asleep. I woke up to the new girlfriend screaming for me to wake up. Turns out I had sat on the drain, so half of the first floor was, oh my God, flooded about 2 inches with water and assorted puke chunks.
My God.
My girlfriend shocked herself unplugging her phone that was, oh, she yeah. shocked herself.
Yes.
Unplugging her phone that was charging on the floor. The family in the next room over for scared.
The family in the next room over for scarring the young kids with dinosaur noises, for scaring, I'm guessing.
Okay.
So the kids were there.
And I just went to sleep while my girlfriend cleaned up. That's a good guy right there.
You got it, right?
You got this? I'll get the next one.
One of your best qualities is you're good at cleaning the water.
That's what I
don't know. I called my mom the other day, and she's like, well, what do you like about her? I was like, I don't know. She's good at cleaning up water.
She cleans up my messes real good.
She's good at water.
What? She's good at water.
She's good at water. Fucking sit in water, cleaning pukes.
It's like, I'm just going to mess it up anyway. So you do it.
Who cares? I'm just, yeah.
We ended up leaving the rugs and furniture outside for a day or two to dry. And we luckily did a good enough job of cleaning. We didn't get charged extra by the owner. Oh, they have no idea. Yeah. Sorry for the lasting water damage if the owner is listening. If share, feel free to edit for Brian's reading abilities.
You did a pretty good job. I'm gonna go ahead and give like, some kudos on that
I feel
one.
Like both of them. That one was a little choppy,
yeah.
But the
just a weird sentence in there.
Yeah. That was a weird sentence. That wasn't my fault.
I mean, fucker. Can we just take a pause and talk about Airbnb's fees for a second?
I never really stay in them.
Oh,
so.
Man. What a fucking nightmare. It's like, hey, get this in this huge house for only $190 bucks a night, plus $700 for cleaning fee, and $200. You're like, fuck, all right. Well, just say what the ending price is.
Well,
what
that's am how I they paying get you for? In there.
I know.
That's not just Airbnb. Everyone does that.
But Airbnb is cranked up.
Yeah.
Cranked up. And what the fuck? I'm not sure if this is just our area, but what the fuck's going on with like Uber Eats and fucking Grubhub and DoorDash these days? Is Grubhub still around? And DoorDash. Like what the, their fees just went crazy. I was trying to just get a sandwich from Jersey Mike's the other day. And I was like, I'm not that hungry. I was going to get a mini sandwich. Tiny. No chips, no drink, $40.
Why didn't you just go get it?
I know, but I was busy. I was editing, and I was like, I'm hungry. I want to keep doing what I'm doing.
You got to at least get a pop and chips with it. You can't just get a tiny sandwich.
Who knows what it would have been if I did that?
Well, at least it would have been worth it, not a half a sandwich.
It would have been worth $55.
Well, if you're just going to eat a half a sandwich and still be hungry.
But I wasn't that hungry heading in.
Oh, okay.
You should have made something. What can I? I ended up just feeling like I'm not fucking doing this. Yeah. I just went upstairs and made a fucking sandwich.
That's what I do every time. I'm like, let's get Taco Bell. And then we order it and it's like $70.
Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck?
I'll just eat my shoe.
And then people get mad when you don't tip them for bringing yourself. Like, dude, it would have been $100 for a number three at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I just feel like the fee, the delivery fees and whatever their fees are on there have gotten out of control. I've never gotten so drunk that I flooded a bathtub. He's lucky he didn't fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, and then where was the preventative flood thing?
Like, he's probably leaned up against it.
What shower are you in? The weirdest shower in the world?
He just found a little nook and got in there.
He started at the back. He's like, this is perfect. Just went whoop and did like a little slide down until his ass was covering and his legs were straight up and his ass was covering the drain.
He looked like the dude that was jerking off all over the bathroom.
His wife was. Let's give him a little credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do that on his own. At least he was getting a hand job.
Could you imagine, like, if you did that on your own,
if you're just masturbating in the shower and then fell and broke a rib?
I just bet you start jizzing right, and then you fall, and you're like, and your dick's just, it's still just going like.
I'm a little jealous of that guy throwing the way he.
Did you do
Zach's
that?
Playing it through the thing.
He got my, come on me.
www.coming all over my own face. Here was it. Got a ha ha. Okay, let's move on to our next confession.
All right.
It says, I live in New Zealand as a preference. Dearanda. New Zealand has a drinking culture that starts from a young age. As our legal drinking age is 18, we usually start around 14 or 15. My daughter's 13 and is picturing her dumbass hammer drunk. I mean, I got drunk when I was that young. How fucking stupid is that? You look at him, you're like, what are you doing? Like, I got it all figured out. I'm going to move on to something that makes life harder. Mm. It's like, no, you have no idea what you're doing. I was 16 at the time at a party in the outskirts of the city that I live in. We call these country green areas the wop-wops. The party was on a vineyard. So don't call it a wop-wop if you're ever in the States. That would not, don't use that term.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to go well for you. The party was on a vineyard. So imagine a country style house surrounded by rows and rows of vines alongside an open road. Anyway, I had been drinking a lot at this party. Many different types of drinks. Gross to imagine doing that now, to the point where I was barely able to walk. Someone I had dated was at this party, and we were talking outside. He made me angry, so I stormed off into the vineyard where nobody else was. I pretended to fall over, thinking he would see me and come to me.
Oh my God.
The next thing like, I know.
Looking over.
Oh, my ankle hurts. Oh my gosh, I fell on some grapes. Hope I don't get graped. Anyway, that was not a safe.
She whining?
There we go. Yeah, now we're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Makes her carrying on from that one, not leaving me there.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next thing I know, I had passed out. When I woke up, everyone was gone. The party was over. But that isn't the worst part. My underwear was filled, absolutely brimming with runny shit. I must have drank so much, I shat myself. Scatcast.com. Shat myself when I passed out. Still a bit drunk. I took off my underwear, tried to wipe off what I could. First of all, brimming panties isn't that much shit.
Yeah.
Like that's a fart gone wrong.
Yeah.
Like unless you're wearing like some boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like some whitey tighties. I'm not sure what's going on over in New Zealand. But if they're getting some panties and you shit those and like it was full. It's like that doesn't mean much. So there's some more room to wipe. Because when I think of brimming with shit, you're not using those to wipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, still a bit drunk.
You just gotta fling it shit away. And then
I took off my underwear, tried to wipe what I could, and walked to the road to throw away my undies. As I throw them into a ditch, I hoped no one would ever find them because my name was inside them.
It's a very specific name, too.
Just And your address is inside your underwear?
Yeah. Return to
23rd East Elm Street.
And put your phone number in there? It's like a dog chain thing.
I went to a boarding school where I had to name our clothing, underwear included. I thought, oh my God, okay, there's a lot of caps. Oh my God, please no one find and identify these shitty undies. I was wearing a dress, and yes, some shit was still on me and my clothes. I didn't know what to do, so I decided to start walking home. Home was a good few hours walk from where I was, but I was young, embarrassed, and didn't know what to do. As I was walking down this quiet street, my worst nightmare happens. A cop starts driving by. I immediately thought, oh my God, please don't stop, please don't stop. Alas, they slow down and stop next to me. They roll down their window and ask where I'm going. I told them I was walking home, but they insisted that they take me to the party I was at and stay there instead. They ushered me to get into the vehicle. Reluctantly, I sat in the cop car, windows rolled up, and I filled with anxiety. I firmly believe they could smell the shit on me to this day. They didn't say anything when I was in the vehicle. I can only imagine now, once they dropped me off, what conversation went down about the state of me.
It's like, you smelled that, right?
Yeah. He's like, that girl smelled like shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't just me.
That girl smelled like her undies were brimming with shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yep. Brimming.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway. On our way. Weep, weep. So now I'm back at the party house. Everyone is asleep. My next hurdle is to avoid being smelled again. I knock on the door and ask if I can have a shower. A girl sorted me with some towels and pajamas. And I jump straight in. I love the use of caps in here. I mean, it feels like doing it on purpose to make us yell. I ran my dress under the shower water and scrubbed with soap so vigorously, then hung it up to dry while I slept. The next day, my friends picked me up. I told them what happened. It's a story I will never, ever forget, and a story I tell friends after having a few drinks and I shit my pants. I added that part. I do not get that drunk these days. I'm a somewhat responsible 31-year-old now. Lol. I do wonder if anyone ever found my named underwear.
Yeah, I love how she got
a cow.
Yeah.
Just eating your clothes for free. Not even for money.
Yeah, it could get $1 million.
Could be $1 million just eating your shitty undies for fucking freebies.
Like, he's like, no, I just don't want to get slaughtered. That's all it would take for me.
He's like, I'm so sick of this hay, I'm just mixing it up.
I just think it's funny that it's like you're trying to escape somewhere and then you get brought back to where you were.
Right.
Like, fuck,
please,
here I am again.
Get me out of here.
Anywhere. Like, we're going back to the park.
We're going back. You're out of your fucking mind. God.
I walked all the way here.
That's a good shit story.
Yeah, it is. You know? Love a good shit story.
Man, I accidentally shit my pants in Hawaii. I haven't told anybody. I totally forgot about it until just now. Yeah.
How do you forget about something like that?
I don't know. I don't even know when. That's the part that's scary about getting older. Like, I didn't force a fart. I don't know what I was doing. I was just like hanging out and sitting around, went golfing. And I don't know, but maybe fucking one tee box, I accidentally shit my pants a little bit.
That would suck. And then having to walk around in it.
But I didn't know. Like, I had no idea. It wasn't the big one. I got back home and I was like, oh, I was getting ready for bed and took my clothes off. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, God damn it. And there's just a little bit of shit in my underwear. I'm like, cool. Can't wait to get older. This is probably going to work itself out. This definitely won't happen when I'm 40.
You're going to be wearing a diaper.
Oh, man. Just what
it
is
it? Depends, though.
What's with buttholes? I get it.
Yeah.
What's with buttholes? Just fucking do your job. You have one job.
Well, a sphincter is what that's what you need.
That's what I mean.
You need your sphincter to stay strong.
Yeah. So quit putting things in it?
Yeah.
All right. You ready to read the next confession?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit it.
All right. Buckle up.
Okay.
It's important to me that y'all know I have changed and I'm no longer the person that did this.
Oh, that's a good start to a confession. Yeah.
I heard the judgment in Brian's voice and when he read my last story. What? What was the last story?
I have no idea. He sent it anonymously. I have no idea.
Okay. And if this gets read in the podcast, I'd like to remain anonymous to the listeners.
Okay.
To make a long story less long, I had an affair with my ex-husband's twin brother 15 years ago. Twin brother.
Okay. Here we go.
My ex-husband and I were having issues, and I started looking for attention elsewhere. I would gonna fuck a guy that looks exactly like him, but
but maybe a little nicer. A
little bit nicer.
Who I don't resent yet.
Yeah, I don't resent him yet, but I still get that same attraction.
Yeah, I don't spend the same amount of time around him. Still has a nice dick.
He also got an overnight job, which left me home alone with his brother all night after the kids went to sleep. At first, we just hung out like friends. That obviously didn't last long. We were two decent-looking 24-year-olds, and there was usually alcohol involved, so we fucked. That's what's funny is like
you find that little guy right here.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I got to find it. Here it is.
Oh, fuck.
Give me an oh, yeah, too.
Oh fuck.
That's two different versions for you. And then we got the...
Yeah! The first night it happened, I felt terrible, but apparently not terrible enough to stop.
Classic.
One very drunken night, we fell asleep together in his room.
Oh, that's so ballsy.
Oh, you mean in your womb?
Oh, yeah.
Womb. Womb.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. Okay. Like where a baby grows.
Yeah. These twins, they are womb mates.
Damn it. I woke up shortly before my ex-husband was due home. That would be funny if, because then you're like, I was sleepwalking, and I thought it was you. Because if it doesn't look like you, that's not going to work.
No.
But it's like, I thought it was you, because this person looks exactly like you.
What do you want me to do?
It's you.
It's basically you.
It's basically you.
It's a different name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I ran downstairs and tried to sleep, but couldn't, so I faked it. I think a lot of things back... Wait.
Yeah.
She faked a lot of things back then? Is that what...
Fuck her.
Yeah. My ex-husband came home horny for some reason. For the first time in a while, turning him down would look suspicious. So we fag.
So we fuck. Hold on. And we're having fun now. Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Back to you.
You should put that on the front page, probably.
It really should move over here.
That's right. I let my ex-husband do me hours after letting his brother do me.
Oh, man.
Last week, we learned that they would be called Eskimo brothers. Yep, that's an Eskimo. So I guess they're Eskimo twins. Although I'm sure that's no longer politically correct.
I still
feel gross about it.
Okay.
Yeah, they should be called electric brothers now. For the people that like
electric. People that like electric.
Yeah. Right. The affair lasted for years, and it got really messy.
Oh,
almost everything was out in the open except this one thing until now. I'm gifting it to my daddies.
Well, thank you.
The Eskimo twins don't know about this unless they listen to the podcast. What is going to happen?
What a gamble.
I'm so excited.
I mean, how many twins have... I mean, that's a wild world.
Yeah.
You look the same. Probably got a lot of the same tastes.
Yeah.
You're probably fucking the same things sometimes.
Yeah, it could be. Sorry for the long email. I trimmed it as best I could. Then added two sentences, which made it longer. Love the show. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing. Love your bipolar mess of a daughter. Sorry if you felt I was judging you before.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I don't judge people. The tone I read it in may have been like for flair.
And you have to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we rarely address comments, but this seems like a good time to bring one up. I saw one on our YouTube channel that was talking about, Zach, we know Zach's smart, but Zach was like, the comment was like, I think Zach's the only one that the blah, blah, fully understands fallacies since Joe and Brian get worked up over tiny shit. And I responded,
it's your job.
I responded back. I was like, if we just all agreed on everything all the time,
it's
the most boring show ever.
Yeah.
Like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
You just read the email and you go, cool. Anyway, next segment.
Yeah.
Like, nothing to like care about.
Yeah.
Or to get worked up about.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? I'm not like, just go hang out at your grandma's house.
That would be funny if we just, everything. What are you thinking about? Not much, really.
Not
I haven't been thinking about it a lot. All right, next segment.
It's like, I don't know, man. I got some bills to pay, and that's fucking, God, that's stressful. Yeah, me too. All right, so let's move off to the next thing.
Let's do an episode of some of that one day where we just don't care about anything.
Just don't care just for that one guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you don't want that show. Yeah. No one wants that show.
No one wants that show.
It's a show on TLC called Everybody Agrees.
Yeah.
It's just everyone being like, yeah, no, I got it.
Oh, that's good.
They ask some crazy political question. How do you feel about that? You're like, I don't really have an opinion either way.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, no, me either.
The crowd's like,
I think it's just cuts the commercial. We'll be back with more brain busters right after this. All right,
pretty much everything I say, it comes from nowhere. It's
fun.
Spark.
I mean, I have opinions, and my brain is weird, and I think about shit in a weird way.
Yeah,
but I'm never judging anybody. I mean, look at Brian. He's buying lube for hand jobs now, which I feel like is a huge win.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't use it myself for like jerking off, but.
Yeah. Did you guys ever get in a self lube hand job phase? Then realize just don't do that. Self. It's messy. Self, like you used lube to jerk your own wiener off.
I tried it and I was like, nah, I don't like it.
Isn't that weird?
I like to just raw bareback.
Turn it up.
Somehow it sounds even worse through a microphone,
which I didn't think was possible. It sounded so bad before.
How can we make this song sound worse?
Thanks to everybody for sending in the confessions. Please keep them coming. We love doing them.
Yep.
And that email is heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. I have some good news.
Do you?
Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! And this one falls into something that one of my ex-bosses used to always say that has always stuck with me. Shout out to Gary Allen, G.A.
G.A.
G.A., the Grand Poobah at Rock 94 and a half in beautiful
Spokane,
downtown
playing
Spokane.
All the
hits. Spokane's best rock.
Can you give me one of those?
Yeah, which one?
I'm playing all the...
Banger. Yeah.
Brand new banger.
That one?
This DJ is breaking all the knobs. Let's go. You are just jamming with the hottest disc jockey.
Ready? Oh, damn, didn't work.
Ready?
Oh, fuck.
All right. Is that that's the build up and the
oh, fuck. Okay, all right.
DJ Horsecock.
So violent crimes are dropping fast in the U.S., even if America...
God, you wouldn't know.
Don't believe it. So going back before I got into a trance there for a second, G.A. used to always say...
I'm hot.
Been working...
What?
You know, I'm hot. You so eat your hot. Hat.
Yeah.
He used to always say the vocal minority. That's what he used to say, especially when you were... Like, you're doing your show... You're doing your thing, and then you have like the emails and you have the text line, and somebody writes in, or they're like, dude, this fucking sucks. Nobody who likes it is gonna be like the chances of someone being like, this is fucking awesome, opposed to the people speaking out being like, this fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you get caught in this weird echo chamber where you're like, oh my God, nobody likes it. It's like, no, if they like it, they're way less apt to reach out and tell you they like it.
Mm-hmm.
If they hate it, it fires off a different emotion. They're like, I gotta fucking tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to always call it the vocal minority. And this reminds me just like of data is you always think because you watch the news that things are the worst that they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But as we're about to see, violent crime is definitely way the fuck down in the United States. In 2020, the United States experienced one of the most dangerous years in decades.
Which year?
2020. The number of murders across the country surged by nearly 30% between 2019 and 2020.
Are they calling COVID murders?
Yeah, that'd be, it's just wrapping that stat in. 6 billion people died and all of them had masks on. The overall violent crime rate, which includes murder, assault, robbery, and rape, inched up around 5% in that same period. But in 2023, crime in America looked very different. At some point in 2022, at the end of 2022 and through 2023, there was just a tipping point where violence started to fall, and it just continued to fall, said Jeff Asher, a crime analyst and co-founder of AH Datalytics. In cities big and small, from both coasts, violence has dropped. The national picture shows that murder is falling. We have data from over 200 cities showing a 12.2% decline in 2023 relative to 2022. Nasher said, citing his own analysis of public data. He found instances of rape, robbery, and aggravated assault were all down too. Yet when you ask people about crime in the country, the percentage is that it's getting a lot worse. A Gallup poll released back in November found 77% of Americans believe there was more crime in the country than the year before, and 63% felt there was either a very or extremely serious crime problem, the highest in poll's history going back to the 2000s. Oh shit, my thing's flickering.
Just started, yeah.
Yeah, damn it, I already kicked it. Sorry for the
flickering.
Kicker.
Your mom's a flicker. What? But this just goes to show you, the more you watch shit and the more you just get infiltrated with this nonsense.
Especially if you're partisan.
And you just buy it. You're just like, this is the fucking worst. Just look at the data.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this conversation amongst friends too, talking about other topics where I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. That's cool. Cool opinion. Your opinion is really cool. But what do the stats say?
Mm-hmm.
Are they saying the same thing? Because if they're not, then you're fuck your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them. It's like, you're okay to have an opinion, but if that's not what's actually happening, then maybe loosen your fucking opinion a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, I guess I don't like it, and that's fine, but it has to stop right there.
But their opinion is based on the facts.
On emotion.
Well, it's based on the facts they're receiving from their echo chamber, though, right. too.
Their algorithm.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, no, it's fucking terrible, and this is happening, and it's taking over this, and it's affecting our kids, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, got it. Show me the data where what you're saying is what's happening. Because what you're saying sounds pretty fucking ridiculous. And they're like, well, I have a friend who, it's like, okay, so one.
You should check out this podcast. They'll tell you all about it.
They're like, well, I have a friend who knows this other person. I'm like, that's a loose one mm-hmm. person. Okay, keep going. Like, do you have, like, when does it become a fucking pandemic or a problem? We're not an outlier. We're going to base your entire personality over a fucking outlier statistic. Just don't do it, people. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fly left. Don't fly right. Figure out what the fuck is going on. Because
mm-hmm.
the data will tell you what's happening. And that's why I wanted to bring this article in.
There's a good book from Steven Pinker called...
I can't read!
The Better Nature of Angels. The Better Angels of Our Nature, The Decline of Violence in America, mm-hmm. in the world. And it outlines just how good we have it in the 20th century, 21st century.
Right.
21st century. 20th century, not so much.
You just keep going up. I'm like...
23rd century is great.
Dude, it's gonna be so 20th great.
Century, 21st century, 22nd century, 23rd, 24th. I think
Blade Runner's awesome.
It goes all the way up to the 27th century. Yeah, but I mean, this is in Zach's wheelhouse. The data stuff, man. Just shut the fuck up. And just, it's okay to have an opinion. It's okay to not like something. That is not the point. But you have to understand that's the end of it. I just don't like it. Okay. Then... Fuck yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as much weight as that. You fuck your feelings.
You have to ask, compared to what?
It's just like, I don't know.
The
90s like it.
Was bad.
I don't like to be around it, blah, blah. It's like, that's great. But if you start preaching this and sharing this information like it is this huge issue, then you're a problem. And now you're part of a problem that is just making everything worse by being entrenched on data about your feelings. Like, feelings, they're not necessarily real.
They don't.
It's a reaction. And that is valid. And you can have a reaction. You can have feelings. But you cannot expect other people to give a fuck about your feelings. Fuck your feelings.
Yeah.
Yep. And that goes, I mean, it goes both ways. I know that's used farther by, the right side than the left about fuck your feelings. But that's why you don't associate with either side. And then you're in the middle. And you just use data and you fucking move on. You're like, is this a problem? Let's look it up. And figure out if it's an actual problem. Oh shit, it is. What can I do about it? And you either decide to do something or don't. And if you don't, then shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Care if you think is what is true.
Yeah, true. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah,
thanks for letting me yell about stuff.
And you've said everything. All I would say.
All the things you'd say.
Yeah, so.
Well, this next thing is a little happier. And by a little, I mean a ton. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Is my computer screen still flickering?
No.
Sick.
That noise that you made, Brian's, freaked me out. I was like, did I push that?
Fuck right me. At the end, right, right before the.
Like, I don't know what button that is.
You're like, oh my God.
Probably what, better at it.
What I lean on. This was sent in by our son, Austin, and it has to do with our love for Megadeth.
Yeah. And, oh, hello, it's Megadeth again.
And this is a mashup of Jackson 5 and Megadeth, and it's called Mega Jackson.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And it's Sweating Robins.
Sweating Robins.
Enjoy. You can really hear his vocal performance in this matchup.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. In my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my...
It's like a Broadway play. Possession.
Yeah. It's like something from the Muppets.
Uh-huh. It's always 2020. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Nah. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nah. Nice story. Tell the Reader's Digest. Feeling paranoid. Feels frustrated. Anxiety's checking me. My hair is getting thin. Warning trouble for the things I haven't got to yet.
Tricks on me.
Entering at the bell again. My palms are getting wet. Sweating bugs. Hello, me. It's me again. Looking subdued but never.
Let's go where he starts doing the grit.
You two will know my pain.
Where's the...
It's nice talking to myself. A credit to dementia. Someday you too will know my pain. It's smile, it's black tooth grin. War inside my head.
It's the rock.
Day off, I'll be dead. My icy fingers claw your back. Here I come again.
Here I come again.
And then skeedly-doo. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Little mashup there, Austin.
Wow! It's a wow inside my head. Now I'm going to sing like this into a microphone. And there's no one that can stop me.
And sell millions of records.
And sell millions of records. And I hate Metallica.
Yeah.
I'll show them.
I'll show them how to rip songs off. And I'll tell the media about how they're not very good.
Like that?
I think they made up, though.
Just to sell more records and stuff.
You got to think about it, though. If he stayed in Metallica, he'd just be the guitar player, right?
Yeah.
Like, he'd just be the lead guitar player.
He was destined for something better.
Yeah, and then he gets to go off, and now he gets to be a band. He's not a guy in a band. He is the band.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people every time I rip on Megadeth. You're like, dude, I fucking love... Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Love them.
But just know that you're hurting my feelings. Every time you say you like them...
I have like seven of their records.
But what are the numbers show you? Fuck your feelings, Joe. What are the numbers show?
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm done at my feelings. I don't say that they're bad people.
Yeah.
I can say it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's just not a band I like to listen to. Very much.
That might be your best impression ever.
That's the only impression I have.
But this, put all your eggs in that basket.
Just keep going?
Yeah.
Just do every interview like a... like I'm on Sweating Bullets. Hey! Hello, me.
What? Can you imagine like being like a Hollywood reporter?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Brad Pitt. It's me again.
It's me again.
I have a couple questions for you.
I heard you were fucking some other chicks. Is it true?
You tell me.
Sweating bullets. How many kids do you have, Mr. Brad?
Whoa! Can you believe I sold 7 million records?
Okay, anyway, let's move off to the hearing of the kids.
Yeah.
My voice hurts. All right, Zach!
Hey, you guys! All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
That laugh in that intro every time from what's his face? From the Goonies?
Uh-huh.
So good. What was his name? Chunk. No, it wasn't Chunk.
No, it's...
He named the other guy Chunk.
It's...
God damn it. What's his name?
Sloth.
Sloth!
Yeah.
Zach was waiting patiently.
He's like, come on, guys, get it. I don't want to have to say it.
Yeah.
Our one and only email for this week is coming in from our son, Harley. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make a motorcycle joke, but I'm not. I got nothing.
Still did.
Hey, daddies. HCJ, Horsecock Joe, Boyne, and warm-lapped Uncle Zach.
Oh. Ooh,
nice little rhyme there.
I like it.
Warm-lapped. I love the segment on bathroom attendants. I've encountered these guys more often in strip clubs than any... What? Than any fancy restaurant.
Oh, that's a good spot.
How many fucking boners you gotta?
Hi, can I dust your boner off for you?
It's fun to see the grungy ass.
$20 for a boner dusting. Ooh, I see you're having a good night.
He's just got a little towel. He's like,
he's where the customers are.
He's got one of those. What were they called? The tiny vacuums.
Dust buster.
Oh, dust buster.
Yeah,
$20. I'll fucking dust that boner off for you.
I work for tips.
Like
blooming.
Yeah, someone's dusting your dick off and saying, I only work for tips. You're like, no, I get it.
I get it.
You're dusting my tip. Like, all right. Good pun. Here's $5.
Okay. It's funny to see the grungy ass ones versus the best ones. Worst was a dude who didn't speak English or have much respect for personal space. Not that those are neutrally. Had a couple of old janky bottles of cologne and basic ass Dial soap with those stiff brown paper towels. Not to mention the bathroom being all dingy and run down. Like, bro, why are you here? No shit.
What a funny question.
Maybe he even worked there.
Just using all. Oh yeah, just using all the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, why don't you dry your hands? And he holds up a cinder block. You're like, dude. I know that you're just trying to make it work, but I'm not drying my hands on your cinder block. Sounds like a really bad idea.
Yeah, handing you cologne for like breath shit.
Cologne, it's just a Febreze.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, what are you doing here?
He just gives you a once over. I work for tips only.
He's a fire extinguisher. You're like, sir, what are you doing here?
All right, the best one would pump the fancy foaming soap for you. Hold out a soft, white, cushy towel. Mm. Everything except hold your dick.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. He had a counter full of luxury colognes, gum, mouthwash, eye drops, loose cigarettes, and all kinds of other shit. Well-lit, pure white bathroom there. That one had a shoe-shining booth by the door, too.
I can imagine getting your shoe shines while someone's taking a shit.
Oh, my God, dude. As I'm writing, this fucking ugly-ass Cybertruck just pulled up. Lol. Also wanted to mention some of my favorite places in Austin. Hideout Pub for burgers. Hmm? Tommy Want Wingy. Oh, nice. Tommy Want Wingy for chicken wings. And Drought House for Pub for brewery and beers. Love you guys. Love the show. Sexy.
Sexy.
What was I going to say about the... Oh, did I tell you about Mexico, that restaurant I went to, about the bathroom being so nice?
No.
There was a restaurant we ate at. It's weird. It's a restroom and a restaurant.
Restaurant.
So we went into this place. It was so fucking cool. Like the restaurant was cool. And then went into the bathroom. I walked in and I was like, oh my fucking God.
Really?
I actually took a video. I'll show you.
Like, makes you feel weird to pee. You're like, oh, am I ruining anything?
Well, no. Because there was a guy that was peeing in there. And I walked up. I was like, dude, this is fucking nice.
Walked up, I was like, sweet dick, dude.
Yeah, dude. You're in here too, huh? I could spend, I was like, this place is, bathroom's fucking nice. He's like, yeah. I was like, it's nicer than a lot of restaurants I've been into.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think I might just take my food in here. And he kind of gave me a little, and then he went over to wash his hands and leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly felt like that. I was like, holy shit, this bathroom is nicer than most of the restaurants in Spokane.
Yeah.
Like, it smelled great.
Marble?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Marble? Well, gold?
I'll have to show you. Okay. But everything was pristine. It was like, fuck.
Made you feel like a king.
It did.
Yeah.
And it didn't have stalls. It had rooms.
No, oh, yeah.
Like, the door you open, there's a fucking...
Get your own
private room for pooping.
Love that. I love those. Those are great. Oh yeah, show me the video. That's good. Are you ready to wrap things
show
up?
Show me the Carfax.
Show me the Carfax.
Show me
the bathroom facts.
Yeah.
Believe it when I see it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's episode 89. The show keeps going. If you support us on Patreon, and if you're thinking about doing it, please do. Head over there. You get exclusive merch. There's three different tiers, ad-free episodes, along with the bonus content. And plus, you get to talk to us on Patreon. So head over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. We got our Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube channel. If you want to send in a confession or anything else, that email is heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. It does help us out a ton. Be sure to check out Call Me Uncle Zach's podcast stuff.
You son of a bitch.
And it's never going away. He's just like, you're like, okay, that's not helping you.
No, it's not.
Scatcast.com. The Scatcast universe is absolutely amazing. How many shows are you doing weekly right now?
We have seven right
back
now.
Back to seven?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You dialed it back for a little bit.
Yes,
and
we
then
did.
Here you go.
He's well, doing all that. I'm like, I can't even shoot a video. And he's doing seven podcasts.
We got another couple hosts, too. So.
Oh, that helps. That helps. Yeah, so head over to
he's Scat. Starting a friggin'
empire.
It's empire a network, over baby. There. Scat empire.
Scatcast.com. That is Scat with a K, is Scatpire.
Scat World.
Scappers.
And then thanks to the babysitters that help moderate the Can You Don't Playground Facebook page, where there's like, I don't know, 25,000 people. So go check that out. All right, I got a little fact for you that
factoid.
I had to look it up because I didn't believe it, and it's fucking real.
Okay.
All right, Zach.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Did you know there are only two escalators in the entire state of Wyoming?
Two escalators?
Yeah.
Are they in the same place?
Two sets. So got an up and a down.
Okay.
And then another spot, you got an up and a down.
There's one's only for a horse.
Two in the entire state. Can you guess what building they are in?
Horse.
The Capitol building.
Capitol. That's a good guess.
Mall.
And would you say a horse building?
I don't know.
I'm not going to the second floor to fucking ride a horse.
It's illegal in some states to have horses on the second level of a building. I don't know why.
I feel like Wyoming would be one of those too, huh?
Right.
No. My first guess was mall.
Yeah.
The answer is no. No mall is two stories in Wyoming.
McDonald's.
No, that's a good guess.
It's probably an escalator all the way up to the top of Devil's Tower.
That'd be cool.
No. I've been there.
It's not that. And you didn't ride the escalator?
No, it wasn't.
Didn't there, see
there
it
was,
either.
There it's wasn't a, it, one they're, there. In, they're in Banks.
Two
fucking escalators? There's fucking 50 within half a mile.
Well, let's be real, right though. Here. There's not, the population of Wyoming's not that.
But even in a city, Idaho has to have a close to the same population. Well, what's the population of Wyoming? Because Idaho is a million. Huh?
It's only a few hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Because there's not really any big urban.
We got Casper and Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is 578,000. So 579,000 if we round up. That is the population of Wyoming.
They should have more escalators than two. Yeah. You're right.
Idaho has a million.
Well, Spokane's surrounding areas is like 500,000.
Yeah, if you Spokane Metro, if you bend over to Coeur d'Alene, I mean, it gets close to a mil. Yeah.
Coeur d'Alene has like 40,000. They probably have 1,000 escalators.
Yeah, right. Exactly. See, you're getting it. The entire state, only two. I guess I thought that was
full.
That
how was does wild. A horse ride an escalator? That's the whole thing, right?
My fucking
a horse-calator? Yeah. Do you think they have horse-calators?
That'd be cool. That's a new.
They
business.
Probably said nay to that though.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, I get it. All right, let's move on to the bonus shit. If you subscribe on Patreon, all if right. not, we'll see you guys next week.
Well, I'm turning my hat backwards like a switch.
I still know you're wearing it. You're gonna have to eat it. All right.
Remember, you guys like over the top.